Hey everyone, welcome back to the You Shouldn't Have Said That podcast. I'm your host, Gracie PA, and we have to address the rumors. The YouTube people, they're saying this is the best podcast on the platform. I didn't make this up. It's going around. I guess that's why you're here. We have a great episode coming ahead of us. It is 1:36 a.m. I'm pretty tired. I have school in the morning, but I'm here with you filming the You Shouldn't Have Said That podcast. It's me and other Gracie. She's a little too tall to get in the frame. Maybe we'll cut her in half one day so she'll fit. Okay, what are we going to be doing today? Obviously, we're going to talk about my life because, duh, it's my podcast. And we're going to be going through, as we always do, the craziest comments and DMs of the week, because you never cease to amaze me with how funny and weird you all are. Okay, this week's competition was JoJo Siwa themed. This is one of my favorites thus far, and I have a great category for next week that I'll be announcing. I will be performing the song of the week, talking all about Coachella, going through my favorite conspiracy theories, and all the rest of the hot topics. Okay, let's start with the messages, because why not? This one says, "Your nose is so cute, heart, exclamation point. Do you have diabetes?" What? Are those two things correlated? That was just like so random. Okay, here's a nice one to, you know, mix it up. Best podcast ever. Really, guys, keep it up. I'm with y'all. Hey, you're a real one. You see the potential here. We just need to go from having 700 viewers to 7 million. Let's just start with 1,000, okay, though? We can do that. This was on the last podcast episode. "I just found out that you're normal on YouTube, and now I'm using you to train my English listening skills. Love from Poland." I actually love that. I hope that the first English words that you know are Battersea Bridge. Thank you. This is a swipe up on one of my stories. "Not gonna lie, when I was 10 or something, I thought you were Colleen Ballinger." Oh, I have such a funny thing about her. So I was obsessed with Miranda Sings when I was younger, and I watched so many of her videos. And one time I saw a video from an account, Colleen Ballinger, turning herself in to Miranda Sings. I literally watched that and was like, this doesn't even look like her. Like, I was a hater. I was like, you don't even look like her. Why are you making this video? It was her. Colleen is Miranda. Like, I was so stupid when I was little. Okay, this one's pointing out my talents. "The way you respond to all of your DMs is so funny to me." It's funny to me too, because why do I spend like an hour plus every single day doing this? Like, eventually I'm gonna have to stop. And eventually I'm going to be only responding to like my Instagram subscribers, you know, $5 a month, by the way. If you want to feel like you're my best friend, it's like daily spamming of the subscribers only stories. So it's like you're on my Snapchat close friend story, exclusive reels, priority DM responses. It's honestly a steal if you ask me. "I'm pretty than a mother." Here's another story swipe up. "BTW, are you inbred?" I said, "I think so." This one got me. "Please don't die, I love you." "Not planning on it." Heart. Donatella Versace. Next. "Like some of your videos I just loved too much and need to watch every day. When you shout aggressively in front of camera or grinding your teeth, I just get tingle." Oh! Okay! Maybe I should start doing ASMR. Like ASMR barking, growling, meowing, grinding my teeth at the camera. I'll give you the tingles. This was a Hinge prompt that I had to screenshot. "A random fact that I love is whenever God closes a door on me, I put my little paws underneath and meow until he opens it again." Like, that's so me-coded. Thank you. Okay, here's another positive one. "I love you and your fan base, bro. They're so effing funny." That's you guys. That's you guys. You are so funny. You are so funny. And that's why I post our DMs and screenshot our DMs when they're always so silly. Okay, so you know that midterm that I got a 27 on? Like, I kind of failed it. Not kind of. I horribly failed it. Okay, so on the second midterm, I got a 48. So I did 21 points better. Hey. And my friend said, "Are you going to pass the class?" What the hell? Have faith in me. I always pull it off. In my comments, "Petition for Gracie to fully learn how to Vogue and she gets into the NYC ballroom." Ay, I would suck. I could not do that. I don't have rhythm, dancing skills, flexibility. I don't have that. So thank you for that energy though. So on my story, I put how my video where I was like, I found the cringe version of me. Someone said, "You're not effing slick. Cut the shenanigans." And then someone else swiped up on that and said, "No, cause we let you be a hool once and then you have to go and be a hool again. And we let you shenan once and you already know you're gonna shenan again." I had to read that like 5 times to get what was happening, but once I got it, I was like, oh, I've never heard that before. That was very clever. Full moon tonight, Gracie. Be wary. Thank you for letting me know, but they're all on my calendar. I always know when a full moon is coming. Wink, wink. On one of my TikToks, someone commented, "Still thick though." I said, "Help." He responded with question marks. Someone else said, "Bro, you can't just say that." That was really funny. Somebody made their profile picture. It's my face in a star in a circle. So I posted that, and then other people started making their profile picture. Someone said, "I miss them. Please bring them back, Gracie. If Bedusi Bridge has no fans, I'm dead." Do you guys want another Bedusi Bridge video? I feel like some people get sick of it, but they're the ones we don't want in our wolf pack, actually. I know, people get really excited when I do those, so I will be doing one soon. I did the, "You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me." And I put a clip of my bathroom in South Carolina, you know, the purple iconic one. And someone commented, "This bathroom should be a snippet to the American Horror Story intro." That was really fun. Oh my god, can you tell I'm freaking tired? I love this comment. "You liked my story the other day, and I've been chasing that high ever since." Now, our co-host, who's not co-hosting, she just works a little behind the scenes because she's in Italy still, Annie, she said we should get kitties that are sisters, and they can have playdates while we film the pod. You're right. We could have new co-hosts. They're kittens. Thank you for all those DMs and messages. Keep them coming, honestly. Now, I'm going to give you a little recap of my life in case you're nosy. So, I watched Baby Reindeer on Netflix. I'm sure if you have Netflix, you've seen that it's been the number one show. And I finished it actually today, a couple hours ago. It was so good. And I knew it was a true story, but I didn't realize that the main guy was the real guy until after I finished the show. Like, I feel like I almost have to rewatch the whole thing. I had the realization that I guess everybody already knew that Joey or Joe Keery is DJO. DJO? I don't know. "I'm at the chateau and I feel alright." I didn't know he sang that. Like, my mind was going crazy when I found this out. But I guess, like, everybody knew that. Do I have an emo skater boy obsession? Yes. So, actually, I'm quite obsessed with the emo skater boys. And emo, I mean, like, alt emo that skate in Washington Square Park. Yeah. I come there for you. And I'm always walking away from the park thinking, why did no one come up to me? Meanwhile, I'm literally, like, staring at my phone, dressed, like, horrifically, like, why would they come up to me? So in Washington Square Park, the skaters skate in the fountain, and I like to sit in the fountain because it's super fun, super peaceful, really cool to watch them. And I was sitting in there writing a full-on essay, and then this guy sits in front of me with this ginormous speaker and is playing, like, SpongeBob drill music. I had no clue what was going on, but I kind of liked it. Me and my friend Zoe went to Ben and Jerry's in Rockefeller Center when they had their free cone day, and we waited 40 minutes for a free cone, but it was bussy buzz. Oh, took some photos with fans in line. I don't know why I wrote this down, but I had my apartment cleaned for the first time. Yeah, we don't care. One night when I was super hungry, I made some pasta super quick. I just needed to eat something, put my butter on, grab my Parmesan, and I start pouring it on, and it's, like, orange. It's supposed to be white, and it's orange, and I'm like, oh, let me check the expiration date. Ooh, it's, like, 4 months expired. Ah! And I didn't know what to do. Like, do I throw it all away because I'm starving and I need to eat something? Do I eat it and I'll be fine? But then it didn't. It tasted a little funky. I didn't even know what to do, and it was like everywhere. So I just tried to scoop out as much as I could and like threw away a little of the pasta, but like I had to leave a lot of the pasta because I was hungry. Like, let me know if that's relatable. So I guess the most exciting thing of recent is that my high school friend Paige and then her college friends Ellen and Zadie came to stay with me in New York City. Right here is like where they were sleeping. Ellen is like a little taller than me. She's 6 feet tall. And one day she wore my heels. We were both in heels. So we were just like these huge towering ladies. I would love to know what was going through people's heads when they saw that. It was probably scary. Maybe we were saying fee, fi, fo, fum under our breath. I don't know. And of course we're walking with our tiny friend Paige, which just makes it even funnier. Then on Saturday, I went to Six Flags for the very first time. It was really fun. I did not do that big King de Ka, like the big one, because no, I can't do that. But I did like the Joker, I did Superman, and something else for the bigger rides. And I had Rita's, if you know what that is. It's like shaved ice and soft serve ice cream. Let me know if this is a crazy combo, because I've been known to do some weird combos. I did blue raspberry ice and chocolate soft serve. What do you think of that one? And then I had the most mid funnel cake. Like, it left a film in my mouth, like a weird, I don't even know. It was not good. Don't get that one. And for lunch, we had Johnny Rockets, which I don't know if I've ever had that before, but I just had chicken fingers and fries because I'm basic. While we were there, we walked past this guy just... Oh my god. Stop burping every episode. This girl. So at Six Flags, we walked past this guy picking up and petting a baby squirrel just like in the grass. Like, have you ever walked past a squirrel and been like, oh, I bet I could just like pick that up and pet it? Well, that's what this guy was doing. A baby squirrel and picking it up, petting it. It was crazy, and he was doing it for a while, so we stopped and watched him, and we were just like, what the hell? Then when I'm there, these three hooligans in my apartment locked the deadbolt from the outside, which I don't usually do. I do that from the inside, and could not get back in my apartment, and they were calling me for help, and I was trying to give them tips on how to do it, and then I was like, how long have you been fiddling with this? And they go, 10 minutes. I was like, 10 minutes. I said, knock on my neighbor's door. Maybe they can help you. But they ended up calling Zadie's dad. And then with his advice, so I think of like shaking the door, they were able to get it. Then my buzzer to be let in the building kept buzzing. And they thought that it was like a murderer or something. And it was actually just a package. So I have to go pick it up at the UPS because they didn't let my package in. Coming back from Six Flags back into the city at like 8 p.m. was horrible. When we got close to campus, it was faster to walk than drive, like significantly faster to just walk. And I asked if I could get off the bus because I was trying to meet them so that we could go eat. And they said, no, you're not allowed to get off. I was like, oh, please. Please. We had 7th Street Burger and Pommes Frites. If you are in New York, you have to have 7th Street Burger. Best burger. Oh my god, and Pommes Frites is so good. Now, I've come up with a bit of a Riz strategy for my friends. It's becoming a little thing and it's working quite well for them, actually. So it's making an acronym. So just say like, maybe they like football, and you're going to say, what does football stand for? And then you're going to type out an acronym that doesn't really make any sense and see how they react to that, because if they react well, that means they're good. If they react poorly, that means they're bad. And try to make sure that there's a W in the word so that one of your acronym lines can be Wahoo. Yeah, that's been our thing. Wahoo. And if you could also put Dale in there, that would be good. We had pop-up bagels, which was so good. I can just devour these freaking bagels. I just did a salted bagel, two of them, with whipped butter. I felt like I was just like at dinner. First course, bread and butter, but just like as my meal. So good. I still have the butter in my fridge. I need to go get more bagels. We went to Bon Bon Candy again, as I do every time Paige comes. And this time I actually got something. I'm not the biggest candy person. Like, I ended up throwing it out after they left because I'm just like not a candy person. But this time I got this little watermelon candy and then these pink like skulls, I think they were. And those were pretty good. For me, it's more like I just want to like lick them, if that makes any sense. We went back to the hair salon that me and Paige went to where they massage you forever. It feels so good. So we all had pretty, pretty hair. And then I tried the money laundering rice pudding. It's rice to riches. I got the Oreo flavored and it was actually pretty good. I've never had rice pudding before. It was like so interesting, the texture. But I would recommend. I would have it again. We went to the Harry Potter store. I've still never had the butterbeer ice cream, which I want to try so bad. Then we went to Tacombi and I had birria tacos for the first time. Unfortunately, we were just like not hungry while we were there. But I wish I was hungry because I would have eaten so much more. The whole trip, I was scared I was going to get sick from them because the first day, Zadie had like a big headache. And then Ellen did not feel well the whole time and she was throwing up. She only threw up once here though. And then Paige didn't feel well because she said she has allergies and that she might have a sinus infection. I was just like, oh my God, this apartment is just full of sickness and infection and I'm sleeping with one of them in my bed. I was just scared that I was gonna get sick, but I didn't get sick because I don't get sick, guys. I don't get sick. My immune system, she's something else. We went to one of my favorite places. It's called Ellen's Stardust Diner. It's by Times Square, and the waiters are aspiring Broadway actors, and they sing the whole time. A lot of Broadway songs, but also popular songs. It was so good. They did Pink Pony Club by Chaperone. So good. Oh my God. We went to FAO Schwartz. Obviously for toys, I got some more calico critters for my calico critter display in my living room. I also got this little tiny stuffed animal monkey because it was just too cute. Then we went to the Microsoft store down there, which you should do if you're in New York, because they had this Dune kind of simulator that you could like drive the helicopter kind of thing in Dune. So that was cool. And usually they have this McLaren that you can, like a video game, drive, but it needed repair. How the fake car need repair? Then we were in Central Park and I was on my computer being a little programmer because these freaking computer programming assignments take me so long. I think one of the funniest bits was that Ellen and Zadie dressed up in their like business attire to go to Wall Street and try to get Zadie an internship. And then they came back to me and Paige and told us this story of how they met these guys and that they got their contacts of their bosses and stuff to get her an internship. And they were just going on and on. And then finally they were laughing and Paige was like, "What are you laughing like that?" And then I was like, "Was that real?" And they burst out laughing. They were like, "No, they got me good." But that was just so funny. I kind of want to do that. I want to go at like 8 a.m. working 9 to 5 and see everyone going to work. We went to Jack's Wife Frito, which has this great steak sandwich, but my jaw gets so sore eating that I'm like biting into the steak and I'm like and I'm chewing and I'm like ow ow ow. But it tastes so good. We also had Van Leeuwen's ice cream. I don't think any of them had ever had it before. That was only my second time having it, but their ice cream is just so extra good. Then we actually filmed some YouTube videos that will be coming soon. I did some performances and singing for them. And before they left, they came to school to give me a bagel with cookie dough cream cheese. I'm putting you guys onto that. Please go try that. Plain bagel, cookie dough cream cheese. It is so good if you like sweets. Then they left. Bye bye. It was so fun. Have you guys been keeping up with NYU in the news? Like my school in the news? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The whole plaza of the business school is blocked off. You have to go all the way to the end of the other building to just get into the first building. Like it's so annoying. I went to a Peso Pluma concert with my friend Zoe. Thanks, Zoe. And when I was there, before I left, this guy was like, this waiter, he was like, "Oh my God, I just had to stop you before you left. You are so gorgeous. You almost gave me a heart attack." And I was like, "Oh my God, like that was so nice. That was really sweet." Another show that I've watched is Unlocked, A Jail Experiment. That was really good. You should definitely watch that on Netflix. Also, I have a Prime package from Prime. Like, shout out Logan Paul. Shout out. I haven't opened it yet, but I don't know if I'm actually gonna drink that because I'm a little scared. Now, let me tell you my experience getting these freaking Charli XCX and Troye Sivan tickets for Madison Square Garden. I'm in class. It's right before I have an exam. I'm doing my last minute studying. I desperately need to caca. I'm holding it in. I'm like, oh my god. But like, I don't want to get up and like go to the bathroom in the middle of class. So I'm just like, oh my god. Now I'm in charge of getting the tickets for me and Annie. And I'm profusely sweating and I'm trying to get these tickets. And I'm finally, there's like 10,000 people in front of me. I finally get in. I see like 5 tickets. I go to click on them. No, gone. Can I click on that one? No. Okay, let me click on this section. Nothing. Okay, there's one. Let me grab that one. Tickets already taken. What? How am I going to get tickets to this thing? So, okay, I need to poop. I need to study for my exam. I'm drenched in sweat. I'm sitting in class. I need these tickets. So I end up getting me and Annie tickets in the same section, but we're not even in the same row. What? Like, at least I get to go. But that was crazy. That was insane. Then after that class, I had an exam. So the night before the exam, I forgot that I had an exam. It's like 11:30 p.m. I finally finished my programming assignment. I'm like, oh, I get to go to bed. And then all of a sudden, I hear this. I'm sitting in this chair and I go, I have an exam tomorrow. I literally have an exam tomorrow. So I had to study till like 2 a.m. and then wake up at 7 to do extra studying and then study during this class while I wasn't dying for these tickets. Then I take the exam. Guess what I got? Guess what I got? A 99. Talk about a genius over here. Finally in my academic era. As if I didn't just tell you I got a 48 on my other exam. I worked the NYU Entrepreneurs Challenge. Okay, you guys don't know how I'm fighting for my life with these cameras. They just keep dying and saying they're overheating, and I'm just like, So I worked the Entrepreneurs Challenge. I went to a furniture event. I'm hopefully getting a couch from this sustainable furniture company called Sabai, and I'm super excited. I did an interview with a journalist, and hopefully an article will be published, fingers crossed, about me, and you guys can read it. I hope so. That would be so cool. My scholarship had their signature event, which is brunch and Broadway. So we had brunch at the restaurant The Smith, and I had these pancakes with this like toffee sauce and this butter that was so good. Really sweet, but like perfect for me because I love sweet stuff. And then we saw Titanic, which was actually my third time seeing it, but it was so good. Like every time, it's so good. Then I went to Fordham for the first time because my friend Kaylee goes there, and I went to the formal for her ACE club. I was recognized like by 5 people, which was crazy. Like I was taking pictures with people, which was fun. And it was cool to see what happens in the Bronx. Ooh, I saw my friend Dylan in the park and I biked there. You take a bike because you're trying to save time, and then there's no place to dock the bike and you go to like 3 different stations and you can't freaking dock your bike, and then you have to dock it super far away, and then you have to end up walking there, and it takes like double what it would have if you just walked originally. Yeah, is that relatable? I don't know. Last night I was hungry, so I ordered on Uber Eats 3 jumbo size cookies. I'm a fat fatty, like what? And I ate 2 of them. They were like that big. What? I don't know. Today I tried this workout class, which was like some boxing. My arms were getting tired and I scratched myself going like this. And I also had an amazing quesadilla. If you're ever by NYU and you see this black food truck that says Mex Peruvian, get a chicken quesadilla. It is so good. So that's what you missed on Gracie's life. I don't know if people like this segment, but I do. So also, I'm real tired, by the way. Okay, we are to the JoJo Siwa competition. This is gonna be a really hard one for me to pick from. We've got lots of submissions. Let's start listening to them. This is from Sick. Their username is Decade.
Dreamcast on one of my podcasts? Honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh my god. See, at first I was like, oh, is this a filter? But this looks drawn on. Like, did you draw this on? Like, what was this for your submission? Were you cosplaying JoJo? Like, what's going on here? I love that. I knew a lot of people were going to do that part. Okay, this is Ko.
Karma's a cat. I should have phantom tax better. If I had a riz, I would have never rizzed around. When I saw the phantom tax that you and her rizzed, I felt my cat twist. Oh, Karma's a cat. And she rizzed you right now.
Wow! I've never heard that one before. Karma's a gyat and she rizzed you right now. Wow. I used my special rizz voice for it too. I liked that a lot. This is Colin. We love Colin.
Dream guest on my podcast? Honestly, let's spice it up a bit. One of my exes.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not cheat. Thou shalt not get caught. Or you'll end up just like me. Whoa.
That was really good. Thank you, Colin. This is Eric.
Karma's a bitch.
Whoa.
I should have known that.
Put there. This is Audrey.
I don't really care about what they say. I'ma come back like a boomerang. We'll let them haters get their way. I'ma come back. Karma's a bitch. I should've known better. If I had a wish, I would've never effed around. When I saw the pics of you and her, I felt the knife twist. Karma's a bitch. And she's with you right now.
Wow, I like that little remix that you did. This is Paisley.
Bring guests on my podcast? Let's spice it up. I'll bring one of my exes. Oh.
Ooh. See, I knew that would be a popular one. This is Valentine.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh. Ooh, she's harassed me today.
Oh my god.
I'ma come back like a boomerang.
Ooh, she's raspy. What? Now this is Marie.
J to the O to the J-O-S to the J to the U to the I-C-E. That's JoJo Juice. What is JoJo Juice? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of JoJo Juice.
That was really good. That was kind of niche. But, like, probably not. I had never heard of JoJo's Juice until I was on TikTok and someone was like, does anyone remember this? So then I went and watched a little of it. I kind of am obsessed. J to the O to the J-O. Maybe she was teaching us how to spell because why can I not do that? J to the O to the J-O-J to the U to the I. Okay, I can't do it. But it's kind of catchy. Like, she's good at making those catchy things. Okay, those are all these submissions. Thank you so much. Those are incredible. Let me go deliberate with Gracie about who should be the winner. And we're back. This was really tough, but the winner is Ko. I don't know if you made this up. I don't know if you saw this somewhere, but this was really good. Karma's a gyat. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to announce next week's category, which I'm also really excited for. Now, if you remember how to submit, all you have to do is send me a video or a voice memo on my... Now, if you remember, all you have to do is send me a video or a voice memo and DM it to me on Instagram at gracie.pa. And of course, make sure it's funny so it gets included. Next week's category is... Ice Spice. Now, I'm imagining like, grah, she a baddie. Stop playing with them, Riot. But be super creative. Anything to do with Ice Spice, get your submissions in, and I'm very excited. Now, this week's song of the week is Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. I had an obsession. Yeah, I am still obsessed with this, but I had it on repeat for like 2 days straight. And I'm gonna do a little performance because I want to, because I love this song. You could kiss 100 boys in bars, shoot another shot trying to stop the feeling. You could say it's just the way you are, make a new excuse, another stupid reason. Yeah, did I eat that? I kind of ate that. Okay, Chapel Roan is my new obsession, and I hope this obsession lasts for a long time. Now, speaking of her, she performed at Coachella, super viral, Good Luck Babe is blowing up. It has so many streams. Annie wrote she is obsessed with that song, and we are going to be seeing her later in May, which I'm super excited for. At Coachella, Renee Rapp brought out Kesha, iconic. Sabrina Carpenter's performance was super good, and Barry Keoghan was right in the front. Oh, I'm trying to remember what she said. Drink my bath water like it's red wine. Oh, I'll see you Coachella when I headline. She's so clever there. I want to write one for her. Oh, I should come up with one. I'm not going to try to do it on the spot because it'll suck, but I'll think of one for next time. Suki Waterhouse revealed during her performance that her child with Robert Pattinson is a baby girl. Lana's whole performance was so iconic. I was just living through the videos. I wish that I was there. She rode up on this motorcycle and it was Gangsta by Kalani. I need a gangsta. And then it flows into an unreleased song, Jealous Girl. Baby, I'm a gangsta too, and it takes two to tango. She brought out John Batiste for Candy Necklaces and did Ocean Eyes and Video Games with Billie Eilish. And Jack Antonoff played the piano. Annie put in parentheses, less cool. Her hair and makeup was phenomenal. She danced around on a pole. Her stage design was inspired by broken pillars from the tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. There's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. Repaired with kintsugi. The gold on the broken pottery. Like, what? Who came? Oh, that's so genius. And then weekend two, she brought out Camila Cabello, which was very random and funny, Annie says. I live for that. That's like a random little friendship. I love it. 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 What's the next lyric? I love it. 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 Grimes had some technological errors. Annie wrote, apparently her set was terrible. Hey, I watched some of these videos. I kind of live for these mistakes, and it was kind of camp. I would say it was camp because she didn't have to say that there was like anything going wrong because nobody would have known, but she did, and she, like, think that just makes it so funny. I like when she's just like, ah! Like, same girl, same. In the friends and family area for Ice Spice's set was Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Sabrina Carpenter, and Barry Keoghan. Hey, I wish, why wasn't I at Coachella? This isn't fair. And Billie Eilish kissed Gwen Blackwell, and she's teasing new music. She has an album coming out. I'm so excited for this album. Please show it to me, Billie. Show it to me. Now, Annie's new category for this show is Gracie's Favorites, and this week is Conspiracy Theories. Was anyone else obsessed with Shane Dawson's conspiracy theory videos when they were younger? Because I was. Okay, I'm just going to list these off because I don't really want to get into them because I don't want to get canceled. But I love chemtrails, mainly because chemtrails over the country club, durr. I don't really think the moon landing happened personally. I think, this isn't my personal belief, but I think the anti-vaxxer conspiracy is very entertaining. OJ Simpson is dead! And Nara Smith gave birth to Lindsay Lou. Okay, OJ, are we sad? No. Man definitely murdered or had involvement in the murder of Nicole and the other guy. Like, isn't that crazy? I'm obsessed with Nara Smith. I have been on this wave for a while. I was absolutely shell-shocked when I learned that she is 2 years older than me. 2 years older than me. And she's married with 3 kids and a house and a successful career. What? Oh! But I still love watching her. I love the name Whimsy. Like, whimsical. That is so cute. And everything she does is just kind of iconic. Sabrina Carpenter released Espresso. Annie says it's the song of the summer. It's that me espresso. I'm obsessed with that. It's so catchy. Billie Eilish's album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, will come out May 17th. And she played a preview of a new song at Coachella. And it sounded super good. There's been some little snippets going on TikTok. And I already know. I just know I'm going to be so obsessed. Like, it's bringing me back to when I was, like, this really big Billie stan a while ago. And I saw her in concert. It was so good.
and I'm ready to like dive back into that. Oh my god, why am I so tired? It's only 2:30 and I have to be up in a few hours. But this is more important. My fans are more important. Jeremy Allen White has been cast as Bruce Springsteen in the movie Deliver Me From Nowhere, filming to begin this fall. Okay, I'm seeing this side by side. I see it for sure. Pretty Little Liars Summer School will come out on May 9th. Annie wrote, Gracie, why haven't you watched the spinoff? Annie, I don't really know why I haven't watched the spinoff. Maybe I will eventually. There's just so much TV to watch right now. The Now You See Me cast is officially returning for Now You See Me 3, and Dominic Sessa and Ariana Greenblatt will join the cast. This is Annie's Super Bowl. Okay, I just looked up Ariana Greenblatt. Annie, why is this your Super Bowl? And also, who's Dominic Sessa? I don't know. A reboot of Scary Movie is in the works. Rihanna is going to be voicing Smurfette and creating original Mervic music for the Smurfs movie coming out February 2025. Wait, that is so fun. I want to be a voice actress so bad and voice a character. Ooh, what would my character be? Let me think. Hi guys! Meep. Baka! What? That would not be my character. Oh my god, no, I don't want my future employers to see that. I will be a good voice actress, I swear. Challenger starring Zendaya debuted with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Annie is so excited to see that movie. I am so excited to see that movie. Hopefully we'll be seeing it this week. I haven't been in the movie theaters in a hot minute and I'm craving some popcorn. Some popcorn and some M&Ms. What do you guys get? Dua Lipa is gonna host and perform as the musical guest on SNL on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Back. Ooh, that's cool, Annie. Maybe I'll watch. Katy Perry teased new album KP6. Ooh. And I think I just saw something where she said she's gonna have some of her best songs on there. I live for Katy Perry. I think she was like the first concert I've ever seen. So I'm excited for some new music. Harley's in Hawaii. Justin Baldoni's film adaption of It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively, will be released in theaters on August 9th, 2024. So maybe by August 9th I could read that book. It's unlikely, but maybe I could do it. Henry Cavill and girlfriend Natalie Viscuso are expecting their first child. Annie, who's Henry Cavill and why do we care? Oh, he's Superman? I don't know. Jonathan Bailey is in talks to star in Jurassic World alongside Scarlett Johansson. Looking up Jonathan Bailey. Oh, from Bridgerton, yeah. Ooh, this has me hyped. Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor will star in a modern day adaptation of Romeo and Juliet on Broadway this fall. Music made by Jack Antonoff. Annie wrote in all caps, we need to get tics. Oh, absolutely, I'm so there. The team behind Inside Out 2 assembled a crew of 9 teenage girls who would come to the studio every 4 months, watch the film as it was being made, and give them notes on Riley's emotions. Annie thinks that is sweet. Annie, these topics are really random. Help. Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron star in A Family Affair coming out June 28th on Netflix. This also has Miss Joey King, I believe, right? I'll be watching that. I haven't given you guys a movie review in a hot minute. I need to get better on that. And Lana Del Rey made a surprise appearance at Stagecoach to sing Unchained Melody. When will it be my turn? My turn's in May. I'm gonna see Lana and I'm so excited. Oh, guys, it's 2:40 a.m. I am so tired. I am glad I got to spend this night with you. I had so much fun and I hope you enjoyed it. If you made it this far, please comment a broken heart emoji because we emo up in here because we don't want to be tired in the morning, but that's just the reality of life. Thank you so much for watching the You Shouldn't Have Said That podcast. Yes, I have a hole, big hole. Oh my, big hole in my shirt. Forget about it. See you on the next episode.